Welcome to Grandpa Hill's Stories. I am Grandpa Hill. For my children, my grandchildren, and all children, what you're about to hear really happened to me.
Marshmallow?
Yes?
Do you believe Grandpa Hill's stories?
The older Grandpa gets, the more clearly he remembers things that never happened.
Marshmallow, are you sure?
Well, Mark Twain said it once, although I think he was talking about himself.
Well, I believe Grandpa's stories.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, this is the story of Lake Livernois.
What?
Lake Livernois. I'm sitting here with three of my grandsons, and I'm going to tell them the story of Lake Livernois. This is about two boys. Me and my brother, Jerry. And we made something bigger than we ever could imagine ever making. We made Lake Livernois. So when I was a boy, I built dams. You guys ever build dams?
I like dams.
You like to build dams. Okay.
I built dams.
If there was water flowing and it wasn't too dangerous, I would get an urge to dam. To make a dam. Even today, as an old grandpa, when I see water flowing, I still want to dam it up. Even if I can just divert the water.
Yeah.
That's good. But sometimes the streams are small and you can actually stop the stream and make a dam. So at 10 years old, it would be like about as far away as going down that hill.
There'd be
a stream down there.
No, somewhere.
Yep, there's a stream down there.
In my case, the stream where I like to build a dam, we would go down the road and there would be the little bit of water about a foot and a half wide. And there'd be a culvert, and it'd go under the road, and it'd come out the other side. So we'd build dams on the other side, and then make a little pond, and we'd float our boats. We'd take little rubber boats, or plastic boats, or the sticks, and shoot them across.
Yeah, these are sticks for boats.
And then we'd break the dam, and down it would go. Well, when we built the dam on the other side, the upside of the culvert, it would then start to make a little pond. There's cattails and a little swampy. And then it would get a little bit bigger.
Yeah, okay. And then you could make like a little boat there and then like.
We'd make a flood. Yeah. We would pull the dam away from the culvert. And on the other side of the culvert.
How do you pull a dam?
No, that means you break it down.
Yeah.
You backed up all the water, you break down the dam, and then on the other side of the road, we would have built a little village. And now all the water comes. And it washes it away. And then we have to go try to find our toys. You know, find our little army man or whatever we had put there. So we had a lot of fun. We would use rock, gravel, dirt, leaves, sticks, dead field grass, cement blocks, whatever we could find to build that dam. Okay?
Yeah!
That's where we built it. So late in the spring, we were on our way to school. We're pedaling. My brother's like 8. I'm 10. We come up to the stream. We go past the stream. And then it's like a magnet. We both stop our bikes. And we say, we got enough time. Let's build a dam. Remember, we have to go to school. We're all dressed for school and everything else. So we're on our way to school. And we build the dam. You all right, Walter? Okay, so we are building that dam, and we almost got it done, and then we realize it's getting late. We're not going to be able to get to school. We have to pedal a mile on our bikes to get to school. Only takes about 6 or 7 minutes, but we got to go. We leave the dam. We figure we'll finish it when we get home. We'll see how much it builds up. We go to school. We completely forget about the dam. We get off of school, and we're bicycling home, and we make the last turn to come down to our street. It's just a gravel road. What do you think we saw?
The dam.
No. We saw a police car, a fire truck, a dump truck. No dam. The road was barricaded. You couldn't even go through. And we knew right then that we had caused a problem. So we turned around our bikes and we waited until they finished. The dump truck was there to dump some new gravel in because the road had washed out. Because eventually the water backed up enough at the culvert that it came over the road.
Start telling the story.
No. Oh, no. And the police was there to direct the traffic and block the traffic. And the fire truck was there in the beginning because of all the water. So the water, Lake Livernois, we never got to see. We called it Lake Livernois because we lived on Livernois Road. Lake Livernois got so big. It was like 3 acres of lake. The neighbor's yard was underwater. The water was backed up for like 100 yards. Well, and it was all along the road.
Come past the dam.
Oh, it did. And then when that started to happen, it washed out the road. Because it was going over the road instead of under the road. So we waited till everybody settled down and left. And then we walked. We pedaled our bikes. And went into the house. What do you think my parents did to me?
They were mad at you.
That's the thing. They didn't say anything to us. We didn't say anything to them. A couple days went by, and we did come to them and said, we've decided not to build any more dams. And they said, that's a good decision. That's the end of the story.
Well, I knew that you did that.
Marshmallow, I like dams.
Me too!
It's too bad they never got to play in Lake Livernois.
Yeah. But they had to go to school.
Well, maybe they could have just not gone to school, and then they could play.
They did the right thing to go to school. Just they weren't thoughtful about what would happen if they left the dam behind.
Oh, it mean like they were too excited? They just wanted to see what would happen?
Yeah, too excited.
I'm sad they had to stop building dams.
Don't be sad, Gorf. They decided to stop building dams there. Well, because there was a culvert. But they can still build dams other places. You heard Grandpa. He still loves to build dams. And he's old.
Marshmallow.
Yeah?
You want to build a dam?
Sure, there's a stream right over here. Let's go!